up to Daf. Let's start again for Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. It seems that in the yeshiva they were not maskim with the anhoge of Rabbi Gamliel. He was Metzai Rabbi Yeshua. So they decided to elect Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to become Rosh Yeshiva. They approached him, va'omru lei, the next to the last line, of Chav Zayin Amid Beis, va'omru lei, necha lei lemar, de lehevi reish mesifte. Are you maskim, do you agree to become Rosh Yeshiva? Amaluhu, eizel ve'imlech be'inshi beisi. I have to ask my Rebbetzin. Yesterday we spoke from the Yaris Dvash, why he held he has to ask her. Ozal ve'imlech be'devisu. Omrolei, so she told him, Dilme ma'abrinloch. Listen, this election, you shouldn't think that it will last lachalutim. That he took away Rabbi Gamliel, but could very well be they'll decide later to take back Rabbi Gamliel. So be bizyonis. So are you taking this into consideration? He says, yeah. The bizyonis which might occur, this could break your whole matzav haruach. You were, it's me'igre romer lebira mikte. Is it kedai? He said, Omar lo lishtamish inish yoyma chodo bekosa de moikri, lamocha litva. It's kedai for a person one day to use a klis chuchis, even though there's a potential that the next day it might break. Let us see Rashi. Ochi gasida dulma ma'abrin loch, omar lo yoyma chodo bekosa de moikri, lamocha litva, Legasina Malam Bekaidish Kasa the Maikri Kais Chuchis Yekora Shekoinla Beloshin Yishmoel Arkia Vaimrim Bnei Adam Bemoshal Head Yet Yamechad Yishtamish by Bolov Yishabit Boy. It's Kedai to use it one day, even though there's a risk when Yishover Yishover. The Yaris Dvash says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was not looking for the COVID, but he said what he really wanted. He brings a Maimer Chazal, Asher Nosi Yechto, that it's good when a Nosi does a Chet because the Nesius is Mechaper on the Avoinus. So he said it's Kedai to become a Nosi. There's one is Mishem Nisparnis, Mishem Nismane Parnis Alatzibur, Moichon Leyal Kol Avino Yisof. It's Kedai, there'll be Bezyonis later, but this is Arangechap, Kaporis Avoinus. So therefore it's Kedai. So that means he assured them that even though there are Bizyonis involved, he's maskim to accept the Bizyonis. Omro lei lesloch chivarto. So she told him, there's another problem. You don't have white hair. So what's wrong with that? So let us see Rashi. Lesloch chivarto ein lecho sarais levonei shel zikne. You don't have white hair, v'noeli darshan liyois zokein. It's nice a darshan should be a zokein. Should look old. You look dignified. We find this inyan, the Gemara says in Tainis, the Mishnah says in Tainis, Daf Tezvov, ha-zokein shebohem oimer lifneihem divrei kvushin. When it comes to a tainis, in divrei teichoche have to be said, so we pick the zokein. The Gemara says, after zayin im yesh zokein v'chocham, oim a zokein. If they don't have a zokein, then you take a chocham. If you don't have someone that's a chocham, you take a bal tzure. Why are you looking at chitzonius? So Rashi says, sheyishmiru v'yekablu dvorov. The inyan of speaking for a tzibur is not the tachlis for the mesaper, for the medaber. The inyan is that the oilam should accept what he has to say. Acceptance depends on how much derech eretz and how much chshivis they give to the speaker. A zokein, his words mean something, it's accepted. If you're not a zokein, so you're not accomplishing anything. There's a meiridike droshes haran. The Ran says in the droshes, the Gemara says in the Dorim, that ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashre shchinosoi elo al osher giber v'chocham u'bal koime, that the Rabbein Shalom only picks out for a Novi someone who has these milas. He's rich and he's tall and he's strong and he's a chocham. And Moshe Rabbeinu possessed all these milas. And the Gemara proves that Moshe Rabbeinu was tall and he was strong. So the Ran in the Droshes asks the Kasha, why are these qualifications necessary for a male basketball player? You have to be strong. But for a Novi, why do you have to be strong? You have to be tall. The Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu was tall, was 10 amas tall. He was strong, he broke the luchas. Why is this necessary? The Ran says, well, he's a Novi. Why do you need these qualifications? So the Ran says, Amoyre Diki Yisot. He says, what is the translation of a Novi? He says, Novi is, the word Novi is derived from Nivs Vosayim. A Novi is an ambassador from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to Klal Yisrael. He's a speaker. So a speaker, the value of a speaker is only if he's appreciated by the audience. If they won't appreciate what he has to say, so the Melech is no tachlis. He says, we find Meiridik by Yirmiyah. When Yirmiyah was appointed for a Novi, so he says, so Yirmiyah tainid that he can't speak. That was his tainah. That I forgot now the lashon of the pasuk. He says he can't speak. So the Ran says he didn't say he's not a tzaddik. He didn't say he's not a talmud chacham. He said, but he can't speak. If he can't speak, so the mela. So what's his tachlis as a novi? One has to have these qualifications in order to assure that he whatever he said will be accepted by those who are listening to him. So she told him, you have a big mum over here. You don't have white hair, so people won't listen to you. No, l'dar sheli yizake. Ahu yoyme bar tamni sori shoni have. By the appointment, he was then 18 years. Israchish lei nise, vahadru lei tamni sori dori chivarte. And an ness occurred, and he had 18 rows of white hair in his beard. Hainu de Kama Rabbeloza ben Azaya, Hare Ani, Ke Ben Shivim Shone, Veloi Ben Shivim Shone. I look like someone Ben Shivim Shone. This Amoyre Dike Yisod, what did he accomplish? Well, Maisi wasn't 70 years old, but if he looks 70 years old, people will listen what he has to say. People don't, Segeitze Nishton, people are influenced by the Chitzonius of a person. He looks old. That's enough. What does Rashi say? Yudches dori chivarte, yudches shurais shel zikna. Now the Pashtus Loshana Gemara, the Gemara says, Israchish leinise, and this occurred. And he was zeiche to 18 rows of white hair. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, in the end of the first Perek, says something very interesting. And the Goyin asks on the Rambam from our Gemara. The Rambam in the last mission of the first Perek, he says as follows. Ma she'omar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, harei ani kiven shivim shone, v'loi omar ben shivim shone, he did not say he was 70 years old, ki loi hoya ben shivim, he wasn't 70. El etzoyer layomim hoya, he was a young man. Vahoya marbe lishnois velilmoid velikreis yoim velaila. And he was a meiridike masmet. He learned day and night. Ad asher toshash koichoi. Till he became very weak. Vinizrika boy seiva vachozokin ben shivim shone. And this tremendous amount of effort that he put into learning affected him physically and he looked like an old man. And this Savior was happy with it. Yeah. So al kaponim, the Rambam says it's a very logical explanation to why his hair became white. And the Goyin asks, but the Gemara doesn't seem to say this. The Gemara says, Israchish Leinisse. The Rambam seems, it wasn't a nes. The Rambam explained, the Rambam was a doctor, but he explained it, Al Piderech HaTeva. He put so much koich, he aged from all the koiches he put into learning. The Ksav Sofer brings from the Ksav Sofer that, no, the Rambam stims with our Gemara. He says, Al Piderech HaTeva, a person who puts in so much effort and so much koiches in learning should take become gray very young, and he should look very old. That's the Derech HaTeva. No, the Rebbeinu Shlom makes a nes, Shema Mitzvah Lo Yeda Dovaro. Imagine if all the young Talmidei Chachamim would look so old, so no one would want to learn. Look what it takes away years from his life. He hears such a tzure. So therefore, the Torah gives Koyach L'lamdeho Shlo Yechashu. So that's a nes. The nes is that he looks young. Israchish Leinisa means that the Rebbeinu Shlom saw that here the tzairich would be that he put him up Piderech HaTeva. So that's how he became gray. That's what the Rambam explains. The grayness was pshat, the ness of Shema Mitzvah, the Yeda Dovaro, this stopped. So up Piderech HaTeva, he's taken gray. That's all Kaponim what happened. Tona Oisei Hayoin Solku L'Shemer HaPesach. That day that Rabbi Lezer the Nazariah became Rosh Yeshiva, Amon Gamliel became Ois Rosh Yeshiva, so they were Mesalik the Shemer HaPesach, the Nosnulem Rishus L'Talmidim Likonis. And they gave permission, everyone is allowed to come in. Shoyer Am Gamliel Machiz Voimer, Rabbi Gamliel used to say, Kol Talmid Shein Toichai Kebaroi Lo Yikonis L'Beis HaMedrash. Rabbi Gamliel used to say that every Talmud that's not Teichoi Kebaroi is not permitted to get into the Beis HaMedrash. But that day when Rabbi Gamliel, the Nesius, was taken away from him, so they had a new saying that they took away the Shema and they opened up the doors for everyone to come. The Shlema Mishnasi says Hashemvot, that it seems there's a connection with that which just occurred. So the Shlema Mishnasi says like this. We see there was an S occurred that he got white hair. But he's not old. So you see in Torah there's no such union of Teichai Kebaroi. If the Baal looks good, he looks old, he looks Choshev, the whole Rosh Yeshiva was not Teichai Kebaroi. So the Mele, so you can't say the Talmidim have to be Teichai Kebaroi. So therefore they opened up the doors. That's what the Shlema Mishnasi says. The Yaris Dvash says, he brings two Lashonis that explain a Pasuk. The Pasuk says as follows. Usa Roisha Ka'amar Noki. That the hair is like pure wool. So Chazal have two Droshes on this Pasuk. One Drosh is Ma'amo Toichai Keboroi. Just like pure wool, so it's completely pure, the inside and the outside. Av tamid chachamim tzrichem liyos toichai kebaroi. Saroisho, this is going to be the chachamim, have to be kamar noki. That's one drosh. There's another drosh, only azokein noa v'roi leishev v'roish. Usaroisho, the rosh of the yeshiva should be kamar noki. Should have white hair. That's the second drash. So Memelus of the Yaris Dvash says that was pshat. Since they saw that an S occurred and his hair became white, so see that's pshat in the posik. Pshat in the posik is that a rosh should have white hair. So that's the drosh. So that's the drosh automatically falls off the first drosh. So Memelus is no necessity that there should be Teichai Kebaroi. Al Kaponim, that's the connection between the incident that his hair became white and they let an old Talmidim. Ha'hu yoyme itoisvu kame safsoli. That day, a tremendous amount of benches were added to the base medrash. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Pligi bo abe Yosef ben destoy ve rabona. On the amount of benches. Chad omer itoisvo arbe meyes avsoli. The chad omer sheva meyes avsoli. The Mephoshim ask, why do you talk about the benches? Say how many people came in. Whether it's counting benches over here. How many savsolim came in? So the Gemara wants to explain what happened. Till now, whoever was in the Beis Medrash was Teichi Kabari. If it was Teichi Kabari, he didn't need benches. They stood, they were on the floor. He didn't need benches. If it's Teichi Kabari, there was one Rotzen, one Shuka to learn Teichi. You don't need benches. You don't need Gashmi Yisdikizachim. Now people came in that not Teichi Kabari, so it's not comfortable, you need benches. So the Gemara just tells what happened when they came in. Needed furniture now in the Beis Medrash. Till now they didn't need furniture because there was Teichem Kebari or Kaponim. That's what happened. Havikachol she'daite the Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel saw plutzling the Beis Medrash became full, and because of him there wasn't such a big Beis Medrash. Oma Dilmer Chas v'Sholim Monati Teirem Yisrael. May was Goyrim. That there shouldn't be Torah by Israel. So he had a cholim, saw a large amount of white kalim, but they were full of ashes. That means they didn't have any teichen in it. That was his cholim. So that he comforted himself. So it seems that those who came in weren't such a great asset to Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says v'loi hi, but that's not really pshat. Ahi li suvei daitu hu da'ach sulei. The purpose of this cholam was to calm Rabbi Gamliel. About kaponim take there was take an asset that was mischabu safsolim bebeis hamedr. Tone idius boi bayoyim nishnis. This day, when all the doors were opened up and there was the ribi of talmidim, this day mesechtes idius was learned. Wherever it says boy bayoyim, hey this one, oh yoyim ahava, this was this day that the doors of the Beis Medrash opened up. V'loy hoysa haloche shehoysa tluye bebeis hamedrash shaloy pirsha. There wasn't a haloche that because of the ribui talmidim, the tremendous pilpul that happened that day, so all halachas became nisbar. There wasn't any sveikis left. It was a moigadik geshmaket day. There was a lot of atzloch in learning that day. Va'at Ram Gamliel loimona atzmoy mi beis hamedrash afilu shoachas. Ram Gamliel did not have any personal tainis, and he also was there in the beis medrash. Tisnan boy bayoyim. Bo Yehuda ger amoini lifneim bebeis hamedrash. Yehuda was a ger amoini, and he came in the beis hamedrash. Omar, he asked a shayla, ma ani lovei bekol? Am I muta lovei bekol? Am I also lovei bekol? Omar le'ram gamlio, also rata lovei bekol? So Gamliel told him, you're also lovey b'kol. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, mutter ato lovey b'kol. You're mutter lovey. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel, aloi tem, aloi ovei amini, umavi b'kal Hashem. There's a posik that amini and my avi are also lovey b'kal Hashem. So Memele, you're also lovey b'kal Hashem. Well, he's a ger amini. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, v'chi amin umoyov b'im koimam hen yoshvim. Are they, is Amin and Moiv still in their place? Aloik var Olo, Samcherev Mechash, Ubulhois. Samcherev was Meval below the Umais. Shenemar, it says in the Posik, Va'osir Gevulois Amin. That all the Gevulois, all the boundaries of the nations, the Rabbi Nishlom will take away the boundaries. That means Kolzman, each nation is Bim Koimoi. So there's different nations. Va'osir gvulois amin. Va'asuda yisrayem shoyseisi. Va'oirit kabir yoshev. About Kaponim, the Raya is that the Iker Raya is from the beginning of the Pasuk, for Osir Gvulay Sanim. That there won't be any Gvulays anymore because everything, V'chol the Porish, Merube Porish. So since when a person comes to us, so he's not in the Mokim HaKavua, he's Porish from the Kvius, so we have a cloud called the Porish, Merube Porish, since Roiv of the Umais are not Bnei Amoin, so one can assume that whoever comes, he's from the Roiv, he's not from the Miut. The Shleimer Mishnase being Zaraya from this, let's not go into the complexities of the Shaila, but there is a big Machlokes of Rishonim, if you have Dvorim Kvuim, the Klal is like this, if you have, let's say 10 stores, and 9 stores sell kosher flesh, 1 store sells treifa flesh. If I find a piece of meat in the street, I can assume that it's kosher, because it's polished from the kvius, and I say, call the polish merube polish. There are 10 possibilities from where this meat can come from. And I add up, even though it came from one store, but there are 10 possibilities. And I add up the possibilities. That means if it came from store Aleph, it's kosher. If it came from store Beis, it's kosher. Till store Tes, it's kosher. If it came from store Yud, it's treif. So there are 9 possibilities that it's kosher, 1 possibility that it's treif. So Memela, I'm permitted to assume that it's kosher. That's if I find the meat in the middle of the street. It was polished from the kvius. If I go to the stores, and I don't know which store I went to, let's say a person visits China and he was told that there was a market over there, there's 9 kosher stores and one treifa store, but he doesn't know how to speak Chinese and he can't converse with them, but there's 9. He goes into one of the stores and he takes it. So the din is even though also the 10 possibilities, but there's an alcoholic kemekadami. There's a machlokes of Rishonim if the kvius is not nikar bim kaimoi. That means if where the Mokim HaKvius is also one does not know which are kosher and which are not kosher. So there are Rishonim that hold, if one does not know which is kosher and which is not kosher, Bim Koimai, there's no din of Kavua. So Kaponim, the Shleim HaMishnase brings a raya that from Agamora not like that. Because Agamora says, no one knows if he's an Amoini or not Amoini, we really don't know. But he was only matter out called the Porish Merube Porish. It was matter because he was a Polish from the Kriyas. Amalei Ram Gamliel, v'loi kvar nema v'achre kein oshiv eshvus b'nei amein num Hashem. The Rabbi Yisroel says that they'll return, u'kvar shovu. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, v'loi kvar nema v'shavti eshvus ami Yisroel, v'adayin loi shovu. Miyad itiru lovoi b'kol. So they were matter lovoi b'kol. There's a meira de kiyaris dvash that says why all of a sudden this day this person decided, Yehuda Geramoini decided to come into the Beis Medrash. This was the shaila that was asked then. So he says, a meira de kizach. There's a machloikis. The Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs in the Lav Al Totzar Esmoyev. There's a Lav that Klal Yisrael is Muzer, they're not allowed to fight with Moyev. So the Rambam says this Lav was only said Bismanoi. Bisman, when Eden won the Midbar, then there was a Lav Al Totzar Esmoyev. Because there's a Pasuk that speaks about Mashiach Yirshu Es Orei HaNeged, and these Orei HaNeged are Amin Emoyot. So the Rambam asks, how could Klal Yisrael eventually Yarshin Amin Emoyot? It says Al Totzar Es Moyot. So the Rambam is Machiach to this Kashe that Al Totzar Es Moyot was only a mitzvah that was Noyig L'sho, and therefore later it's not Noyig. The Ramban is chaylik on the Rambam, and he says, no, al totzar es moyev is noyig l'doyres. Aye, what's with this posik, yirshu es orei haneged? So So the Ramban says, Bosan Cherev Bilbo. Verkehrt, that the love is Neugle Deiris, but it's not shy to be over on the love because we don't know who Amen Amoyev is, but the love is Neug. But Lemaise Mashiach can come to Yirshua HaNegev because Bosan Cherev Bilbo. So Yaris Dvash is like this. The last Mishnah in the first Perek speaks about the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became Nasi. Arei ani kevein shivim shana. B'loi zechishi shetiyama yitzis mitzrayim b'alei lo yishat shedorsha ben zoyme. And ben zoyme darshan kol yimei chayecha that one is mechuyiv the mitzvahs b'alei lo. And what did the Chachamim say? Kol yimei chayecha lahavi limayim. Ben Zayma, we darshan Lahavi Lemoisa Mashiach, and Ben Zayma said, no, we should darshan Lahavi Alayla. So the Ares Dvash says, what was the Shaila? So he says, the Shaila was as follows. The Chachamim held mitzvahs betaylois la'osid lovay. That the mitzvahs won't be chal la'osid lovay. Mitzvahs betaylois la'osid lovay. So therefore, you need a pasuk to tell me, but Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim will not be bottled Lo'asid Lovi. Is the call is Marbi Yemei Samashir. Kol Yemei Chayecha L'Rabi Yemei Samashir. That's what the Chachamim held. Ben Zayme came and said, no, mitzvahs ain't on B'teilis Lo'asid Lovi. So why do you need a special ribui to tell us that Kol Yemei Chayecha, so kol is Lahavi Yes Halelis. That was the pilpul in the Gemara. So Mamelis of the Yaris Dvash says like this. Be'etzim, we have here, L'chayre, he asks a shayla. Ram Gamliel brought a posik, V'achre kein oshiv eshvus b'nei Amon. He brought a posik, eventually Amon will return. So he told them, what do you tell me? Bosan Cherev Bilbul Esa Umeis, but the Pasuk says, Amen will return. So Rabbi Yeshua told them a Pasuk. It says, Bishavu the Klaus of Shafti Shvus Amen Yisrael, and they didn't return. So the Yaris Dvash asks, so there's one Pasuk about Amen, there's another Pasuk about Shafti Shvus Amen Yisrael. So what is one proof on the other? It could very well be that Klal Yisrael didn't return. It says in the same time they'll return. And Amin did return. I mean, he brings the posuk. You're proving that Amin did not return. It could be that Amin didn't return. Fine. But it could be he did return. I mean, Yeshua is playing with a Sufik Yisrael Be'er over here. What's happening? That was all of the Aris Dvash asks on Rabbi Yeshua. But let us go back to the Mishnah in the end of the first page. So, Before Ben Zayme came, we were under the impression mitzvahs einon lehagis lo, mitzvahs betelis losid lovi. And that we need a special pasuk to tell us that lohavi lemaisa mashiach, that the zechiras yetzias mitzrayim is noig lemaisa mashiach. Or mitzvahs betelis losid lovi. So memele, if mitzvahs betelis losid lovi, so he says, let's go back to the machloikis, the Rambam in Ramban. The Rambam said, Al Totzar Es Moiv is only Noyig L'Shoh, because there's a posik that says that Mashiach will take over Orei HaNegev, Yerushua as Orei HaNegev, and this is going on Amin Amoyev. So the Rambam proved from this that it's only, Al Totzar Es Moiv is only Noyig L'Shoh. The Ramban says no, it's Taka Noyig L'Doiris. No, how is it possible Yirshua Sorei HaNegev? Because Sancherev, Bosancherev, Ubilbil Esumei Soilam, so therefore Mashiach is permitted to go to Orei HaNegev. So according to the Ramban, we have a raya from this posik that Bosancherev, Ubilbil Esoilam, that it wasn't Vishavu. By Bias HaMashiach it wasn't Vishavu yet. Because that's the only way it'll be Yirshu. So the Vishavu will have to be after Bias HaMashiach. But Bisman Bias HaMashiach, they will have yet not returned. So the Yaris Dvash says, that is only a raya if you say, Ein mitzvahs betelis losed lovoy. So the mitzvah of Al Totzer as Moyev is Noyev.
And so you have a problem, how will they be able to take over Amayne Moya? So it's Oiskishpard that Bos and Cherev or Bilbal as Umais in Bishans Bias HaMashiach, they still will not have as yet returned. That's if you hold Ein Mitzvahs B'Teilis Lossid Lovoi. If you hold Mitzvahs B'Teilis Lossid Lovoi, so you have no Rai at all from the Pasuk. Because could be that the Golem be Yoirish Orei Moyev. That's because Mitzvahs B'Teilis Lossid Lovoi. So this Yehuda Ger Amoim, he was a very smart person. He heard that day they darshan that kol yemei chayecha l'rabbis halaylis. That means till that day, the Chacham was saying l'rabbis ha-maisa Mashiach. So l'maisa, it came l'rabbis ha-maisa Mashiach, so we hold mitzvahs b'teilis la'osid lovoi. So mainly there was no raya from this posik that Bos and Cherev or Bilbo and the shovel wasn't this guy. So you had nothing what to come. I mean, who knows? Maybe the shovel was this guy. He didn't know. But that day, I say hayoyim, so on that day that they were machadish, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Kol yemei chayecha l'rabbis halaylois. Why l'rabbis halaylois? Because you can't say l'rabbis yemeis ha-mashiach. Because ein mitzvahs b'teilis l'osid lovoi. So why do you need l'rabbis l'meis ha-mashiach? So on that day it was nischadish, ein mitzvahs b'teilis l'osid lovoi. So now we have a parsha, so now we have a problem, so what do we do with this posik? Yirushu asore hanege is oiskishpat, like the Ramban says. That what? That Bos and Cherev or Bilbil and Bishas Bias HaMashiach will still be, the Umis will be in the Oif and Mevulbil. So we see that the Bilbil of San Cherev will still exist Bishas Bias HaMashiach. So Memele, so therefore you can have the Heter from Kol the Porish Megul Beporish. So that's why he picked this day. This was a drosh of the Yar. This was the first drosh of the Yar Zvash says in his young years. That's what he writes on his drosh. Well, Koponim, Amayra Dikazach. Anyway, so that was the machloikis between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Miyadi tiru lovoi bekol. So that day the Olam was maskim to bring him lovoi bekol. Amar Gamliel hayol v'hochi havet. So he saw taket. Rabbi Yeshua was right and he was wrong. Eizel v'afayse l'Rabbi Yeshua. I was mitzayer him. The Olam was right. I was, even though I was nasi, there was quite a nasiyus, but it seems I went over the line. So he went over to Rabbi Yeshua to ask him a chila. Kimota lebeise chazinu la'ashise debeise demashchem. He saw that the walls were dark, were black. It seems you're a blacksmith. If you have such black walls, so Mistami, you're a blacksmith, so your profession makes that your walls should look so black. He says, you're the manik of the deir, you're the palness of the deir. You're not aware the tzar that Talmidei Chachamim had, ba'mahim is parnasim, or ba'mahim is zaynim. He says, what their oifen parnasa is, number one, what they do for parnasa, you don't know, after they do work, how mutzlich they are, ba'mahim is zaynim, did they eat lechem or mayim, or they have bus or the dog, you're not aware, you're the parnas, and you're not aware what's happening. There's a grad, Rabbi Kveiger Zeichen zu Ayin Tashbatz. There was a Moira Diki Yisaitis Dika Machloikis between the Rambam and the Tashbatz. If a Talmud Chochem is permitted to be supported by the Deir. That's the right Indian. Atasai Sikal Dem Lachprabo. The Rambam was very much against this. He is a Meir Dekariches in Ovois and in Yad HaChazoker. He says the only Zkeinim or Choylim were Nene from the Hamoinam. Like this, they worked for their Panosa. This one had such an occupation. He was a Pchome, he was a blacksmith. The Tashbat says, he says, it's very not mistaver to say that he was a blacksmith. He says, you have to understand that Yeshua was of Bezin. Gamliel was the Nosin, Rabbi Yeshua was the of Bezin. And Kivin Sha'odam Nispanis ala Tzibah, he's not allowed to do Meloche b'Farhesye. He's not permitted to do Meloche. Only Betzin is allowed to do Meloche. And he also was, Rabbi Yeshua was yet Bezman Abayis, is on from the Mesheirim, was from the Levim, was from the Mesheirim. He says it's not Mistava that we should learn the Gemara Kepshutai that he was a Pchonak. He says, he didn't work. Chas v'sholom, he was of Bezdin, he was also Lassus Meloche. And he was supported from the cult. Gamliel came in and he saw that the walls weren't wallpapered for the last few years. They were dirty. So he says, it's not Lefi Kvaidach, of Bezdin, Nador should have such walls. He says, look what an impression it gives. So the Taina was, he Tainid, that Fakert Lefi Kvaidach, each year you have to wallpaper your house. You're the Bezdin, just looking fine by a Kohen Gadol. Gadleyu Mishalochim. That's Kvaidach Teire. So the Taina was Fakert, the wall. They thought it looks like a Pchome, but not Pshat. That Chas v'Sholom Rabbi Yeshua was a Pchoni. That's what Tashbat wants to say. And he tied it to him that Fakert, you're right. No, so that was your job out Parnas. Oiler leder she'ata Parnasai she'ata yedeya betzaren shel tamid lechachomim. Amar loy neneisi loch. Let's see what Rashi says. Yudches dori chivarte yudches shurei shel zikne. Kalchol she daite Ram Gamliel kshero she nitoisvu hayoim talmidim rabim o yadoyeg she lo yeonesh bameh she monam biyom of milovai that he prevented them from coming into the base medrash. The Malyan Kitmer, they saw in the Cholam Kleimer, afeilu einem ruyim, the full of ashes. Tluya besofik shloi pirshu mitev sherabu atalmidim rab achidud vapilpo. There was a big oilam, so it was a tremendous chidud and pilpo. Lashisa de veisei de mishachron kois loi beisei shal rabbi yeshu ishayu shcheres, the walls were dark or black. Shepchomi ato eise pchomi mimei kols v'yashem rim nafo blacksmith ne neisi loch. Neneisi is a loshen mestomer aniya, speaking very loud. Went overboard. Yes, the mechila. Mechili, loy ashkach day. So he didn't. Somebody held that the kveida teir is mechayev, that he shouldn't be mechilim. Asay bishvil kveid abo. He said about the covet of the Tate. The Tate was, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was in the Asorah Ruge Malchus, the Goyin says, and he had a big father. So he said, the covet Abbe, Bishvil Kvayd Abbe. No, he's speaking about Kvayd Abbe already. He didn't want to start up already with the Kvayd Abbe pious. So he, Fakel, so it was Moichalim. Amru man nezel v'leim v'lehu l'rabona. Now who's going to go back to the yeshiva and tell them that there's no more machloikis and Rabbi Shu was meichel? Amru ahu koyves ano azuna. I'm going to go. Shorach lehu Rabbi Yeshua lebei medroshe man de lovish mado yulbash mado. A person who was ruggled to wear big day malchus, big day srore, he should continue wearing big day srore. Uman de loy lovish mada, a person who as yet was not wearing big day malchus. Yema loy leman de lovish mada, shlach madoch, take off your begodim, vano albishay. So the message they got was that the meluche should return to Rabban Gamliel. Amulu Rabbi Kiva l'Rabbonon Truki Gali, so he told them they should shut the doors to Leilei Su Avda d'Ram Galil U'Tzare l'Rabbonon.
they thought the whole Indian is only that Alts Malchus should return. So they were afraid that they might put pressure and force them to return. They didn't realize that Rabbi Yeshua wanted him. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Mutov the Eikum the Ezel Anole Gabayu. Let them hear from me myself that I also hold that Rabbi Gamliel should return to be Rosh Yeshiva. Osa Torah Above, Omalei Maze Ben Maze Yaze. That a Kohen that was Maze, the Meichatos, Maze the Eifer Poradume, and he was a son of a Maze Yaze. The Goyin says that's why he mentioned Maze ben Maze, that he wanted to write it with his Chus Ovois. But Maze, he wanted to tell him he is an Eile. He's a Gevaldike Marbitz Teure, he's a Gevaldike Metayer and Mashpiyer. He is Meiredike Schusim from Gamliel. The She'enoi Loi Maze, someone who as yet was not a Maze, the Loi ben Maze, Yoimar le Maze ben Maze, to criticize him, he'll say, Mei Mecho, Mei Ma'oro, the water that you have is not Mayim Chayim, it's Mei Ma'oro. The Afrocho Eifer Mikler, and the Eifer is not Eifer Pore, Samazoi Eifer. You can't do such a thing. Amar Lei Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Yeshua as follows. Rabbi Yeshua, Nispayasto. You were Nispayas. You're asking that Rabbi Gamliel should remain Nasi. Klumosinu ela bishvil kvaidecho. The whole thing we did was only out your covet. Lemochor ani va'ato nashkim lepishoi. Tomorrow you and I will go to be mekabel ponim Rabbi Gamliel, nashkim lepishoi. And one of the mefarshim says, no, if Rabbi Gamliel and if Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua are going lahashkim lepischai, so milei roa seila, so they also want lahashkim lepischai, so that already made it official that they're taking back Rabbi Gamliel. But now they had a problem with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Amru heichi navit. What should we do with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Navrei, we should make him ois rosh yeshiva, gemiri malin bekoidish, ve'ein marid. If already he was zeichet to this maila, so you can't be meiret him. Nidresh mal chode shabbato, mal chode shabbato. There'll be two rosh yeshivas. That's no good. Also, le kenuye, that shtei malachim mishtamshim bekeser echod, that is not good. Ela lidresh ram gamliel, tlose shabbati, rabbeleze ben azariah, chode shabbate. So they made this pshore, and the Maharsha doesn't understand why they made this pshore. He says it could have been, so it came out once a month, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Dash, and he said it could have been 2 weeks Rabbi Gamliel, and 1 week Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That would also take away the problem of Osi Lekanuye, and so he doesn't understand why they made this cheshbon. Al Koponim, there were different weeks. V'hayna the Omar Mar, Shabbos Shel Mihoiso. That's why we find they were asked, who was Rosh Yeshiva this week? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Oisei Talmud. Now who was this Talmud that the whole problem, we learned last night that the whole problem came about through him. He innocently asked Rabbi Yeshua if Tfilas Arvis is Rishus or Lachayve. Rabbi Yeshua told him a Rishus. He asked Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel told him a Lachayve. Who was the one that brought about all these stories? Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoyav. He was Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoy. So someone says, why do we have to know Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoy? So someone says, Amir Likipshat. I think that Chaser brings it out. So he says as follows. Taisva says in the beginning of the Perek that Afilu Yehod Tfilas Alvis Rishus, but it doesn't mean a person has an alternative. If he wants, he davens. If he wants, he doesn't daven. A person is Mechuyiv to daven. We see there's a din tashlumim if he forgot. There's a din if he gets yalav v'yov v'machzir en oisai. So it's not such a rishus. So what's the translation tfilas arvis rishus? So Taisa says rishus means as follows. It's not such a choyve. L'maynaf kemina, but it's a mitzvah. So Taisa says if you have a mitzvah oiveres, you have a mitzvah that'll become bottle. If by davening mayrib I'll be mevatel on mitzvah, so then
Tvilas Arvis is a little less than that mitzvah. So therefore it's considered a Rishus Lagabi a mitzvah iver. So the whole nafkemine of Rishus or not Rishus is really not too great a nafkemine. That means normally a person has to daven. If a person has a mitzvah iveres, so memele, then he won't daven. Now, how often does a person have a mitzvah iveres in the time of Meirah? There's one person that had this problem, Abshimon ben Yechoi. But he was Teirosa Yemnosai. So at this time, he wasn't yet in the Madreger, he didn't daven at all. So Shachas and Minchi daven. But every time when it came to Meirah, he had a tremendous problem. Should I learn? Should I daven? So he was the one that had... Omar Rabbi Yochanan, the Mikra Peisheya. But he's called a Peisheya. That means, it seems, according to the Chachomim, he's called a Peisheya Hama'acher Kol Kach. Tana Rabban, Hoyu lefonov shtei tfilois, acha shal minche v'acha shal musa. A person is a situation, he has two tfilois to daven. One is minche and one is musa. Mispalo shal minche, v'achar kach mispalo shal musa. So we have this girsa in the Gemara, other Rishonim did not have this girsa, that why should one be magdim minche to musa? Shezu tedire, vizu eina tedire. Mitzvahs minche is a mitzvah that one has every day. Mitzvahs musaf only comes Shabbosim, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tovim. So there's a klal, one should be magdim, the mitzvah tedire, to the mitzvah she'eina tedire. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mispalo shal musaf, achar kach mispalo shal minche. She first daven musaf and then daven minche. Shezu mitzvah oiveret. If he won't daven musaf now, he's going to lose out on the musaf. V'zu mitzvah she'ein ha'everes. And mincha is a mitzvah she'ein ha'everes. That means he has time to daven mincha later. And we learned before in the Gemara that Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is as follows. It is speaking about that it is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we are speaking about that it was sheish shoyis u'machtze. It was a half an hour after chatzos. That's the zman of mincha gedayla. And he has a half an hour to daven musaf, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, his musaf is at sheva shoyis. So he has a half hour time to daven. It just started zman mincha, and in a half an hour it will end zman musaf. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is preferable, even though we will assume that mincha is a mitzvah tedire, but this is a bigger mila. Musaf is a mitzvah iveres. If he won't daven now, he might lose out and not daven mincha at all, because will end in a half an hour. So therefore, he should daven musaf and not daven mincha. And then not first daven musaf and then daven mincha. Now, if Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about that it is Shei Shoi Sumachze, it just started Zman Minche, so Rabbi Yehuda says he should daven Musaf because Musaf is a mitzvah iveres. And the Chachomim said he should daven Minche, al the klal of Todir v'sheine Todir Koidim, so we see a Moiradik Echidosh. And even though it's mincha gedoyla, l'chayre, it's mincha gedoyla now, and l'chayre, mincha gedoyla is not such a l'chatchila dike mincha. So he says to daven mincha first, let him be from and daven mincha by mincha k'tane. But it would seem, we'll see about it in Taisvist, the Rishonim, this ha'ore, we find in Rishonim, but even in such a case, the Chachomim say that todah v'sheinei todah kaidim, and he should daven mincha. Okay, that's l'chayre de machloikes. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, haloche mispalo shel minche, v'achar kach mispalo shel musik. Rabbi Yochanan paskin, he should first daven minche, and afterwards daven musik. Before we'll see Rashi, let us see first the second Tosfos. We'll come to the first Tosfos later. Just let's see Pshat in this Gemara. Haloche mispalo shal mincha v'achar kach mispalo shal musaf.
And as we mentioned, it would seem that we're speaking about Mincha Gedoyla. In Mincha Gedoyla also, one should be Magdim Mincha to Musa, which is a Meir Dike Chiddush. So Tosva says, Mikan Yesh Lizoyer, B'Yom HaKippur. Yom Kippur, usually, we end Shachris late. And when we start davening Musaf, it's after Sheisha Machtze. And now, so it's after Sheisha Machtze, so then it's Man Mincha. So one should daven Mincha first. Whoever saw Minyan, after Shachar daven Musaf, that's Kan Yeshli Zerb, you have to end Shachar a little earlier. The Hispalo Tfilah Shachar Koidim Sheisha Machtze. We pass in, like Rabbi Yochanan, and it says over here that if they came together after Sheisha Yisamachza, one should have a mincha. Bahari Yahimel, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, at Chachil, we should feel sich like the stasis, because we'll have a problem. Bahari Yahimel, the ain't a tzorech. No, it's not necessary. The Hode Kamar she is follow Tfilas HaMincha Kaidim. That's what it says. That one should daven Tfilas Mincha before is a Meirdike Kasha. It's Mincha Gdoyle. So we're speaking about a specific case. Hainuk she yesh loy lasa istrocho. He's going to be very busy later. She lo yuchal is follow Tfilas HaMincha Bizmano. He won't be able to daven Mincha Ktana later. That means he has to go to Asudas Nisuin or something. So he can't stop, but he's not sure he'll be able to daven mincha later. He has to daven mincha now. V'tzorich l'ispalo shnei miyat. He has to daven both of them right now. Keep going. Shayil aleich l'asuda gedoyla. He's going soon to Asuda gedoyla. K'mayla Nisuin. Or Miss Yore is afraid Shema Yimshech Besudose. Who knows? The Suda might last. It might go over. He might pass Mincha Ganzen. Oishe Yishtaker. So therefore, he has to daven Mincha Gdoyle. So now it is Mincha Gdoyle. Now there's a chiyuv on him to daven Mincha, because he can't wait till after the Chasana. So he has to daven Mincha now. He has to daven Musaf now. So then there's a loche of Todr Shene Todr Todr Koidim, so go daven mincha now. Avulim hoyu lo yishus lispalol achat tfilis mincha tfilis hamin tfilis musaf tfilis hamincha bizmano. But if it would be possible him to daven mincha ktane, heilu lahagdim tfilis hamincha, so why should all of a sudden, because today is the daven musaf, so memele should daven mincha shaloi beikar zmano? Fakel. Now's the time to daven musaf. When the ikar zman will come, then I'll daven mincha. Eilo lagdem tfilas hamincha. Eilo yispalol kiseida musaf v'achar kach mincha. So that's how the Ri learns pshat. So pshat ma'gemore is that he's afraid that he has to daven mincha gdoyle, speaking of, because he has to daven a mincha gdoyle, also because of the siddur. Then there's Allah of todah sheni todah todah kaidim. Let us see Rashi. The lovish mado ha-rogil lilbash ha-me'il yilbash. Kloim ha-rogil b'nesiyas yi ha-nosi, he should remain nosi. Mazre ben mazre, koyin ben koyin, yazeh es mechatos. Eifer mikle, eifer hakoli betanurim or bekirois, that someone is putting into the mechatos, plain ashes, claim a eifer star, not eifer po. Shabbos shom mihoisim and mesechas chagigi. Oisi talmid she shol tvilas avas vashusai choyver abshimim ben yichoyu. Nikra poisheya hamaache kolkach, someone who davens minche after shosheva. Mispalo shol minche. Now, this is a very interesting Rashi. Mispalo shel mincha me'acher shehigia zmano, kedei lahakdimo betchila zmano, he davens mincha first, kedei lahakdimo betchila zmano, that he should daven mincha in the beginning of this man, shelo yikorei poisheya gam oleho. she shouldn't be a pesheya. V'acha kach shel mesofim, hoyel ve'ichel zmano, hoyel ve'ichel, musif, he was ma'achar ready. Uzmano einoi oivel, ve'omri rabonon v'shel mesofim kol hayoin. So, it's a very interesting Rashi. First of all, Rashi does not say the svore of todr v'shene todr todr koidin. And Rashi says a very interesting svore. He should daven mincha first, mi'ache she'yigiyaz mano, kidei lahakdimo b'tchilas man. He should start right away the tchilas hazman, that he shouldn't be a pesheya. Gamola, he's a pesheya on Musaf, but he shouldn't be a pesheya Minche. So the Tzlach says Pshat and Rashi, that Rashi learned our Gemara speaking about according to the Ri. So according to the Ri, that means the Shail is as follows. Now it's Mincha Gedoyla. Mincha Gedoyla really is not preferable to Daven Mincha. It's Mincha Gedoyla. He should wait till Mincha Ketana. But there's a Shail, he might become a Pesheya. If he's going to Sudas Nisuin now, he might end up by not davening Mincha Ketana. So that means like this. On Musaf, he was a Pesheya already. And on Mincha, there's a Sufik. There's a Sufik on him. Maybe he'll be able to make it Bizmanai, or maybe he'll become a Pesheya. So therefore, in order to assure that he should not be a Pesheya on the Mincha, so therefore, this is like the pshat of the Ri. So therefore, you should make sure al kaponim chaparayim the mincha, you should not be a pesheya on the mincha. Shezu mitzvay veres, rabila tamei, the omar ad sheva shoyis pesuloi. Let us see the top taisvis. Vishel musofim kol hayoyim, the tfilis musif is kol hayoyim, according to the chachomim. Hiksho harab rabbeinu shimshin zal, Zamrinen bepeirek tomid nishchat musafim b'sheish bozichin b'sheva. The Gemara says in tomid nishchat that the hakroves hamusaf was b'sheish. Yeah. So what do you say? Well, it's no kasha from over there. Mitzvah, you should be magdim the musaf. You should make the musaf b'sheish. But this man is kol hayoyim. So I don't have a kasha from the Gemara in tomid nishchat. V'chitayme, you'll tell me this teretz, hani mili l'mitzveh, avol di'eved kol yoyim anami zimnehu. You'll tell me it's a l'mitzveh, one should be makib the musaf by sheish, avol b'di'eved, this man is kol hayoyim. Hare biyume mashme, shemusafim hoyu nishchotim im hatomid v'niktorim imoy. The Gemara in Yume, it would seem, we learn that from a Pasek, that the Musaf was Nishchat the same time with the Tomid, the Niktorim Imot. Now let's combine the two Gemaras. The Gemara says in Yume that the Musaf was Geshochten with the Tomid. Now, does that mean Bepoil the Musaf was Geshochten with the Tomid? The Gemara says in Pesachim they shechted the Musaf b'sheish. The Kolben Tomid, the latest they ever shechted the Kolben Tomid was Arba Shoyis. That was the latest they shechted it. The last time they could shecht it, this man is b'sheish. That means Tvilas Hashachar is Ad Chatzoyis, that's connected to the Tomid Shol Shachar. The Tomid Shol Shachar, one can only shecht Ad Chatzoyis. That's the B'dievedik Isman. L'chatchila one never shech. So if the Gemara in Yume says that the Zman Shechitas HaMusaf is together with the Zman of the Shechitas HaTomid, and the Gemara in Pesachim says that is Sheish, so the Gemara means the Sheish is the B'dievedik Zman of the Tomid. So the Gemara is saying, just like the B'dievedik Zman of the Tomid is Sheish, is the B'dievedik man of the Musaf is Sheish. So we see that one can only shecht the Musaf to Sheish. And here it says, Shalmosofim Kolayim. That is Taisvis Kash. The Tirits, so Taisvis Rabshinshin answered the Hosa Mairi B'Shabbos. And the Mephoshim, it's a very difficult Taisvis, the Mephoshim explain that one should not combine these two Gemorahs. The Gemara in Yume that says that the Musaf was Geshochten together with the Tomid does not mean it was Geshochten Sheish. It's talking about a Musaf, not of Shabbos, a Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, a Musaf of a Regel. The Musaf was Shochten together with the Tomid, and it was Geshochten much earlier than Sheish. It was Geshochten, Dalit, Gimel, whenever they Shechted the Tomid Shol Shacha, they Shechted then the Musaf. That's the Gemara, and that's the Lachatchila Dikizman. They shechted it early in the day, together with the Tomid Shol Shachar. That's the Gemara in Yom. The Gemara in Psochem that says Musafim B'Sheish B'Zichim B'Sheva, this was a special halacha in Shabbos. Shabbos, they wanted the Musafim to be later, because of the Bazichin. There was a special Eisek with the Bazichin, which they only were Makter in Shabbos. These were the Bazichei Levoine, which were matel the lechem upon him. So Shabbos, there was a special asik that the Musaf should be sheish. So we're speaking about, so these two gemaras are speaking about two different zmanim. The gemara in Yume that says that the Musaf was geshochten with the tomid means was geshochten b'sholosh, b'shtayim, b'arba, the latest. These were that was the tchilas zman of the tomid, that was the tchilas zman of the Musaf also. The Gemara in Tomid Nishrat is speaking about Shabbos. Shabbos had a different din, and then it wasn't geshochten with the Tomid. It was geshochten after the Tomid, and this was because of the Bozichin. And our Gemara is speaking about, but b'dievet, if it wasn't geshochten in the correct zman, so it was Musafim Kol Hayom. That is pshat in the Teretz of Rabbeinu Shimshon. Let us see the Gemara further. Rab Zeire ki have a cholish migirsei. Rab Zeire, when he was very famatat, he couldn't learn anymore. Have a ozel the Yosef apischa devei Rab Nosson Bar Tuvi. So he used to sit by the door of the yeshiva of Rab Nosson Bar Tuvi. Omar ki cholfi rabbonon oz eikum mekamayu. Vakabol igre. He couldn't learn. His head was platzing. But what should he do? So he went to the yeshiva and he sat outside. When the Talmidim will go out, I'll stand up, va'akabel igre, and I'll be mekabel schar. The Mephoshim eske kashe, al tiyu kavodim ha-meshamshim esarav, amonas lekabel pras, he wants to do a mitzvah, tovei ol broche, but, al kabel igre, that's the reason for doing the mitzvah. So the Yisoscha says, the Medrash says, and the Zera Kodesh says, a person who is oimed for a Talmud Chochem, he stands up for a Talmud Chochem, he zeichet to Yireh Shemayim. That was the schar he wanted. He can't learn. He wanted to be zeichet. That's schar one could, says that's pshat in the Mishneh, al tiyu kavodim ha-mishamshim esarav ha-manasal kal bepras ve'yem Yireh Shemayim alech. But if the pras is Yireh Shemayim, that you could do. That's a good motivation. So al koponim, that's what he wanted. He wanted to get this schar al koponim. He can't learn, but let him get Yireh Shemayim. So he's sitting outside. Omalei man omar. Also Rab Nosson Bar Tuvi. Rab Nosson Bar Tuvi came out. Omalei. He asked him, man omar halacha bei midrash. Who said the halacha in the base medrash? Omalei hochi omar Rab Yochanan. Ein halachik Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan paskind that we don't paskind like Rabbi Yehuda by Musaf Dama Mispal Odom Shom Musaf Acharka Mispal O Shom Minche. No, we paskind like the Chachomim that were Magde Minche to Musaf. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Amre. Rabbi Yochanan said this. Amalei in. Tano Minei Arboim Zimne. It was Cholosh Migirse, but he heard this. Rabbi Yochanan said it. He forced himself. So he chazed it over 40 times. Rabbi Yochanan said, that mispalo mincha v'achakach mispalo musa. Omalei, so he's in the spoil upset. Chode hiloch, or chodos hiloch. This is the first time you heard a member of Rabbi Yochanan, that's why you have a tocha chavivis, or this is a psachidish to you. Omalei chodos hiloch.
Mishum de mesafkeli b'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. I was mesupik. I knew there was such a memra. I didn't know if Rabbi Yochanan said it, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said it. Now I hear Rabbi Yeshua ben Rabbi Yochanan said it. So Mameili chazed it over 40 times. Let us see Rashi. Man oma kichofi rabbonon tamidim hayoytzim li beis rabnos. Man oma haloche bei midroshe mibnei hayeshiva oma bebeis hamedrash haloche kirabbi Yehuda. So from Rashi we see that he had thought that someone said in the Beis Medrash that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that Yemagdim Musaf Temincha. And he told him, no, that's why the Loshna Gemara is very good. He asked him, Man Omar Aloche Bei Medrashe, Omar Leihochi Omar Rabbi Yechon Ein Aloche Rabbi Yehuda. If he just asked him who said the Aloche, so he told him Rabbi Yechon and said it. So he told him, no, you didn't hear the correct... First of all, it's not the way you heard. It's Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ain alochik Rabbi Yehuda." Chadi lecha, ichadas iloch, achas iloch. Is this the first time you heard it? Shlo lamadet adava mishmei shel Rabbi Yochanan alzu bevad lekach aviv ilocha. That's why it's very choshev. Echadosh ilocha sheyisa sabol sheechad min acherim amra. It's new, the Mesavt with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, so therefore it was, he wanted a chazaret to remember that this is a memra of Rabbi Yeshua ben Rabbi Yechanan. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol ha-mispalo tfilu shol misofim la'acha sheva shoyis l'Rabbi Yehuda. A person davens tfilu shol misofim la'acha sheva shoyis olav ha-kosov oimel Nugei mimoyed osafti mimcha mimeich, yeah, mimeich hoyu. So that's this posik nugei. We'll see what's shot in the posik. My mashmedai nugei lishne de tavrohu. It's a loshen of shever. It's a loshen of kiloyin. Kedimetargim Rav Yosef. Tavro osi a shever a kiloyin will come al seineim de beis Yisrael. Al the achruz manei meyidaya de Birushalayim. So it means that this man of tfilas musaf, and it's tavro, it's a inyan of kiloyim. Omer Rabbi Elazar, kolam espalo tfilas shel shachis lacha abeshois l'Rabbi Yehuda. If a person daven shachis efa abeshois, olav akosav oimer nugei mimoyed osafti mimei choyu. My mashmadai nugi lishne bitzarahu, tersi dolfo nafshi mitugo. Avnach ma'itzakoma mahoche besuloisen nugois vihi ma'lo. It's very interesting. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, when speaking about someone was ma'achel's man musiv, that he said a loshen tavro. When we're speaking about someone was ma'achel's man shachis, he said a loshen of tzar. So the Goyin explains as follows. One should never be ma'acher both tefillas, but there's a tremendous difference. One is ma'acher tefillas shal mesofim lacha sheva shoris, so it's not zman, one cannot, if one is mespalo later, after sheva shoris, it's a brocha levatola. It's not rachmin, it's not a tefillas shal rachmin, it's a tefillas keneged korbonis, and after sheva shoris, it's a brocha levatola. For making a brocha levatola, there's a great einish. That's Nugi Aloshin Tavra. If a person davens after Arba Shoi Shachis according to Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't have Tfilah Bismano, he has Tfilah Shaloi Bismano. That's not called Tavra, it's called Yogoin. Yogoin, he says, is a Tsar Tmidi. He says there's a difference between Tuga and Tavra as follows. Because in being ma'achat tefillah shachis, one can do it every day. One has the opportunity every day to be ma'achat tefillah shel shachis. So the consistent being over tefillah shachis, even though it's not a brocha levatole, it's a tzar tmidi. By musif, it doesn't occur too often. So therefore, it's not a dover tmidi, but le'idach gisa, the oynish is greater because it's a brocha levatole. Mimoyed machmesh eviru meyadi atfilas v'chagim yiru noigim v'asufim v'kolim. Taisis from Targum Rabbi Yosef al da achuz manem yedaya im mishtoi beregon. He's not speaking about the the tefillah saying shach loy malosh and ichos shachaylam tashlumim ala kochach betfillah mishtoyiko. From Taisus it would seem that tefillah does have a inyan of tashlumim, which this is not like the going.